your seatbelts. Sit steady.
You're gonna get some sweet treatment.
Yeah.
Team Awesome Inc.
When I think of the cool show,
well, I think Team Awesome Inc. Holy shit, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, bring out the family. It's fucking Stoddard Black Hall, ladies and gentlemen, back on the show, doing a sound check for the show.
Good to be here.
You don't have to talk. You got your own mic. We fucking mic you because you're Stoddard Black Hall. You're a special guest, brother. We're just doing a mic check right now. Joe, this is just us fucking around talking about our lives. But I want to just catch up with you really quick because last we spoke, it was about moving forward in this new year. Now that we've gotten about 6 months into this new year, we're literally halfway into this new year.
God, true.
Do you remember what I said last time we talked? I was like, give it six months.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's been six months. To tumble, man.
What do you think?
Crumbling, tumbling down. It's 2018.
So it. I mean, you were fair. That's all I'm gonna say. We can't say anymore because this new administration is scary as fuck. So I'm just gonna be chill, and we're gonna be chill about that. But other than that,
yeah,
dude, what have you been up to? Holy fuck, it's been forever since you've been on the show. The listeners are like, "What are you doing, Stoddard Black Hall?" And I'm like, "Yeah, what are you doing? I know you did. You were working on an album,
yeah,
on a musical. You were doing James and also Stoddy too.
Yeah,
you had a residency for a while. You were fucking rocking and rolling.
Yeah, doing a lot.
And then you had to move. And you had a whole moving situation, which that's a nightmare. Everyone understands that. It's like you're not only an artist living in New York, but then you gotta move from apartment to apartment. It's like fuck. Like, so you got
then
that
I had to get
sorted.
A subletter because I realized they thought I was still living there.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
Whole
I had legal drama to
whole
deal with.
Bullshit situation that
but,
you went through.
But yeah,
but now
I'm
you're all settled.
In a band. This new band is
called
Details.
So what? Okay, and how can people find Details? Your new, the band, Stoddard Black Hall's
well, no.
new band.
Well, no. So we are recording our first EP, and when that is done by the end of, around the end of the month or next month, then we're going to play, a show and, advertise, but we don't have a page or anything yet.
But
this
you're
is,
working,
like,
sort okay.
of, I haven't talked about this
kind
of thing.
Oh, that's fine.
But,
no.
but it's super exciting
we'll
stuff.
We'll just plant
it's
the
really
seeds, We'll just,
catchy.
Let people know that, get a little buzz.
Yeah. Just you don't have
buzz.
To go find it now. Don't worry, But
it'll
I'll
soon.
Be posting it. You can just go to my website
Thank
or
you for
to
the insider
Facebook
info.
Or whatever. But
that's
yeah,
really cool.
Yeah,
I'm really excited that you're in a band. Like you're rocking
a
band.
But it came from James and then also Stoddy too.
Because
because they
love
accidentally
artists.
Introduced us as Detail.
Like people love solo artists, right? Like don't get me wrong, solo artists are great. But when Eric Clapton collaborates with other people, it's fucking cool as shit. You're like the Traveling Wilburys when it was like Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, this collective of amazing artists all working together. Like you're just like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Oh, well, thanks for putting it
so I'm
to
like,
that
that's what I'm
level,
saying.
Yeah.
Like to get a group together of local indie artists who are all
together.
Talented.
It's really...
Really just a collective of really talented, hilarious guys, but just genuinely good, talented people who have good music. So I'm looking forward to the band. I'm excited about you being in a band.
It's great. It's
That's cool.
It's Asterix. Is that how you say it? Asterix?
Yeah, Asterix.
It's so hard to say.
I know. Asterix.
Details. So
nice.
It's like, that's what's first. It's like a star
details.
But anyway.
nice.
But yeah, there was a mistaken text
details,
message
really.
Conversation
yeah.
with the booker
oh, cool.
and James's friend who had a, was getting this set up in a show, booking us.
Right.
And the booker just mistaken saw the word details because he was about to give details about us. But he saw that and thought that was our name. And so when they introduced us, it's Details. And James and I were like, who's that? That's a cool name.
Hey, it's fucking Details or fucking whatever.
And it was fun. The show was great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we did the festival, the New York Improv Festival at Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
At
I remember
Pitt.
Seeing the...
That was so much fun.
Shit going on for that. I'm sorry I couldn't make that, dude.
Oh, no worries.
As you know.
But making music with someone like that, it's just fun. Oh,
is your knee okay? Sorry. He banged his knee on the rainbow table. That's right. We got the rainbow table.
I am at the famous rainbow table here.
Oh, yeah. We're in awesome.
It's kick ass.
We've called it Tron Pad. We've renamed it. It was Awesome Pad. Now we renamed it Tron Pad. Because it's fucking Tron Pad.
We have to play Tron in here sometime.
How can we not?
We have to see Tron in here.
We have to react to Tron. We have to react to Tron in the Tron room, in the Tron Pad. Awesome Pad. We haven't plugged his social media or ours yet because we're just, again, sound checking it. But follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Follow Stoddard Blackall's tweets at
Stoddy Blackall.
And go to his website, StoddardBlackall.com. I saved the Twitter part for you because I always fuck up the Twitter part.
Thanks,
so to circumvent the fuck up and to have to wait and fucking be like, I wanted to do it afterwards and acknowledge that I would have fucked it up had I said it myself.
We're getting deep, you guys.
It's a deep,
get ready.
Deep burns, guys. Those are deep cuts for the peeps. Mm. They don't know. You don't even know the new ones. Because YouTube, Steve. Sorry. I went on Jodie Foster for a second.
Yeah.
Hey, Hannibal Lecter, he said I could smell your cunt. I myself cannot.
Whoa.
Stoddy, you get my references, bro. You love Silence of the Lambs. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I love you love Silence that of movie. The Lambs. Oh,
you could be
God.
A Hannibal Lecter. You could play him. You could.
I could play a creepy guy.
Like, no, I mean, just like in a musical of Silence of the Lambs, you could play Hannibal Lecter. There is Silence of the Lambs. Is a musical. Oh, it was off Broadway.
Really?
You could have been Hannibal Lecter. Oh. Dude, you should. You should produce that and do it. It's a real thing.
It's a musical.
It's a real musical. There's like licensed music, but you can perform it. You know, you could get the rights. I'd say do it, man, because you would be a great Hannibal Lecter if you were to play that role. You would be suited. You would be so suited because it's comedic too. So like, it's like kind of tongue in cheek B movie style musical, but Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah,
get it. Like, I know, right?
I like it.
That's so up your
alley. That works.
I'm just saying. I'm trying. I'm like, hey, Broadway, off-Broadway people. And StoddardBlackall.com. Look him up. This guy's legit. He doesn't have the keytar today. I'm not going to make him lug that shit around. Fuck that. I'm featuring him.
Chilling out here.
I'm featuring him as himself. I mean, the music speaks for itself. And you can go check that out on the SoundCloud as well. Let's promote the SoundCloud.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it's well.
Thank
like,
you.
Most of my music, is just / Stoddard Blackall.
Right.
So just my name on SoundCloud.com/ Stoddard Blackall.
Mainly,
but if you want to hear like the radio stuff I've done,
yes,
like, I've had guests and
improv the Stoddcast.
The Stoddcast. Yeah. So,
sorry, at the Stoddcast.
I
podcast.
Usually post like improvised shows on there.
Yes.
Now, like live shows, and I've had some
That's
recently
cool.
that I put up.
That's cool
but,
as fuck. I'm glad you do
but
that.
It's just
I love
a good
that.
Place
I
to
love
put
the live
that, you know?
Stuff. Yeah,
and
yeah.
So it's just the Stoddcast.
It's so cool.
Slash that. Yeah, yeah.
No,
and,
I'm digging it. Like I've listened to it, and I'm so happy and proud. Really, I'm like, yeah, man. Like,
I need
I'm
to
glad,
get it up and running glad, more now.
Yeah,
like,
but,
with
know,
guests.
But you've
I mean,
been doing so
but
much work.
There's just
though.
So much, and also, yeah, like
you're
I'm
trying to
still writing my Hiccups song cycle.
I know.
I'm notating it now. I'm about five songs in. I'm like making it happen.
Asking about Hiccups, they're like, what the fuck is what's the fuck with Hiccups?
Really?
They said, what's the fuck? And they're so mad, they said, what's the fuck?
Well, tell them, go like find that person. Tell them I love them.
Oh,
okay?
Okay.
And tell them
They'll
that
like,
I wonder if they're available to come to my wedding when I have one, is what I want to ask.
Oh, the table, well, I'll be there because I'll be marrying you. It'll be I who will be your bride.
The party's getting started here, folks.
Oh,
whoa.
So we're just getting rolling. Speaking of just getting rolling, you guys, we got some fun trailer reactions, some fun stuff, surprise stuff, man. Surprise
I don't
stuff.
Know anything.
I'm going to give
guys.
You some clues before we go in.
Oh, you sneaky you.
They're a little spooky.
No.
But don't worry.
Just
okay.
don't change the lights to
You're
a scary
gonna,
color.
Oh, no, that's the scariest
Red
color.
Red is going to be scary.
Look behind you. That's our scariest color. it's Purple Rain. It's the Prince Purple Rain setting.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I call it.
Well, if Prince haunts us, I won't mind.
No, that's not a haunt.
Please
that's,
haunt
that's
us.
That's a fucking wet dream.
Right?
That's not a
right?
nightmare. That's
yeah,
a,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
a wet
yeah.
dream. Dearly beloved, we're gathered here in Michael's wet dream. It's a beautiful thing, Michael's wet dream.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Stoddy, I've missed you. I've needed you. The show's needed you. The show's missed you, Stoddy. Team Awesome Inc. is not the same without Stoddard Blackall in it. I know. I said inside of it.
Oh my God, guys!
Look at you in it.
You're really getting behind the scenes. You're gross. Behind the scenes and behind something else too is what I'm saying.
Look,
the
guys,
dumpster behind the dumpster is where we did it. But yeah,
we're in the dumpster.
Is where we got rolling. I mean, this apartment is amazing. There's no dumpster.
There is a dumpster in my heart. My heart's a dumpster. Oh man! Anyway, oh,
team awesome.
You are awesome.
I just had this right here. I'm looking at this amazing logo. Just
oh yeah, Dana Byerly. Awesome. Yeah, we got to shout out to Dana Byerly. Yeah. By the way, we always shout out to you on the show because you do the intros and outros for the show.
Yeah.
And people love them. And so we're just like daughterblackall.com if you want to check them out. Go to your Twitter. I always keep forgetting the Twitter because I always want to say at stotteredblackall.com.
I know, there's too big.
But it's at stottyblackall.
At stottyblackall.
So literally if I just said that, so I'm saying stotteredblackall.com.
With a Y.
So
yeah.
Your main website's probably getting like a lot
of... I got to make a new one.
That way. I really am.
I'm going to do a Squarespace because Wix, I just...
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, what's next? What do you want to get to? I know hiccups is a thing. Details is the next. Details is the most recent.
Is
going to
be a big because we're going to start playing shows and have like a CD release show and stuff, and just our vibe together is just excellent. We just love writing together. We love creating together, and we just are good friends. It's really the best band situation I've been in because it's more than just me. It's bigger. It's bigger than, and just kind of seeing it that way.
Yeah.
Like God, it doesn't have to be just me. I have a band. I do this. I'm a singer songwriter. Like you can do that too. But God damn it.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to put your heads together.
And that's the best part. I love working in collaboration with people. That's a big reason why I don't call it the Mike Zimmer Show. because I like calling it Team Awesome Inc. Because I like to work in a team, even if it's just me and another person. I know it's like it's a team of two people. That's the joke, kind of. It's like oh, it's always two people, and I'm so self conscious. I go Team Awesome Inc. instead of the Mike Zimmer Show. You know what I mean? Because I just feel like such a douchebag.
It makes sense.
But I like working with
that. You would do
I
that.
Think things,
you,
I like artists working in collaboration with each other. I'm all about being a team and working together. Team Artist really is what it should be. Team Artist Incorporated. But it's Team Awesome Incorporated.
But we
only have artists on the show.
Oh, okay. I'll just tell my friend Fred to not come over here.
You mean Scone? Sorry. Scone considers himself an artist. I'm sorry. I'm not going to speak for Scone.
He thinks he's an artist, but
that's another deep
this
cut.
Weird scrapbooking thing where it's basically just tape. It's just tape. It's different types of tape all wrinkled up. He's not. He thinks he's an artist, but
Scone. Well, I hope he's all right wherever he is. hell of a guy.
we're gonna miss him. One of the James and Stotty shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, I wish I would have seen that.
But
live.
It was Stotty too. It wasn't Scone. It was like Scone was trying to be me. It was pretty funny.
Ooh. That's a good fun time. Part of the sound check, we do the shout outs usually to the people. There hasn't been a lot of, I mean, like there are a lot of shout outs, but they're about the YouTube videos. You're not in those videos, so I don't want to be like, I don't want to make those shout outs because they're not applicable to you.
I don't care.
But I do want to make shout outs to the people who have been subscribing and commenting and liking on our YouTube channel. It's Simmer Mike, all caps, SIMMER Mike, MIKE. No space, like I'm shouting at you. Simmer Mike. It's like Sega. Does Sega still... No, Sega.
God, I love Sega.
They don't do that. They're Nintendo's bitch now.
Yeah.
They make games for Nintendo. Sorry. Mm. Nintendo won that war.
Yeah.
Sorry. I hate saying that.
Yeah.
Quit kneeing a table.
I know. I keep
Why do you
want
to do that?
I don't know why I keep doing that. I'm too close.
You just want to knee it. You want to be close to the rainbow table. Get away from my rainbow table.
I'm too close.
That's our Team Awesome Inc. rainbow table. It's in a T. I didn't realize that until now. It's in a T. Whoa.
You didn't realize how much God is on your side, dude?
The Lord is on our side, daughter by a call. Daughter Blackout, before we move on with our reaction videos and the actual podcast segment, I want to ask you the usual questions as we check in with each other in the sound checks, because we do the shout outs to the peeps. We already kind of checked in with each other, but I want to check in with you on another level, Stotter Blackall. And we were discussing this, and this is a question that's popped up on the show multiple times, and we're just going to ask you point blank, who would win in a fight? like, or, well, not who, not who would win in a fight, but if you had to choose between fighting a horse-sized duck or a gaggle of horses the size of ducks, mini horses, a tiny little duck-sized horses, but a whole gaggle of them.
Oh, God.
Or a duck the size of a horse. Do you choose to fight? And I mean a gaggle that would equals the size of a horse, okay? That's a lot of horse-sized ducks.
A big...
with little hooves that could hurt you.
A big motherfucking duck.
Now, this is a question I've asked randomly, and I want to know the answer.
A big motherfucking duck.
That's it. You would fight that duck?
Yeah.
Dude, that beak? Are you kidding me? That's a huge beak on that duck. And it
I know,
can fly.
But it's one beak.
Ducks can fly, and it's a horse-sized duck.
Yeah.
What if you tamed
it? Is
it
really fucking
could you
rabbit
tame it?
Or something?
I'd want to tame it.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh
imagine.
I want to break it.
You ride it? You like ride it anywhere?
You could terrorize the city.
Yeah, man.
But the horses,
but
all those mini
say
horses.
I'm fighting it. Well,
like duck-sized horses, that's frightening. That's just an image of mini terror.
I mean, horses biting
but
you?
But it's kind of cute.
In their big mouths.
But
like,
it's kind of
small.
Cute.
It's kind of cute, but they're
cute.
Attacking you. So is a big
you're right,
duck.
You're right, but they're
so
still
is a big
attacking
duck.
You, and they can still
they're
enough
biting
of them,
you, nipping you, cutting your skin.
You're right, and enough of them could hurt the fuck out of you.
The hooves whipping them at your
they're
forehead,
strong.
Man.
They're strong, even duck-sized horses. You know what, Stoddard, you're right. Let's take that
know.
Big duck. I'm going to take my chance.
You
big
go behind
duck.
The duck. You stab something in its ass,
maybe.
Man.
Yeah, and then
I'm
if nothing
sorry,
else, you've got a lot of duck meat.
I'd stab him in the dick or the ass.
Duck dick. You know, ducks have weird dicks. Did you know ducks have really weird dicks?
I'm guessing they do.
I went to the sex museum more than once and many times. And the times that I went, I saw duck bones of duck penises. Duck penises have bones. It's fucking weird.
They have a bone in
they
it?
Show that, but they show you the bone of the ducks. Now, imagine a horse-sized duck's duck bone dick.
Horse-sized duck.
And
duck
with that,
bone
we're
dick.
Ending the sound
everybody,
check.
La, la, la.
Horse-sized duck, a duck bone dick. Or what is it? Duck bone dick?
A horse-sized duck's duck bone dick. A horse-sized duck's duck bone dick. A horse. This is the Clark Gable song.
Duck bone dick.
Duck. The Dean
duck
Martin
bone
song.
Dick.
Hey there. Doom, doom, how'd you all get in my room? A horse-sized duck with a duck dick. A horse-sized duck with a duck bone dick. Gets inside, goes for a ride. Everybody dies. It's a horse-sized duck dick.
A horse-sized duck. Duck bone dick.
Horse-sized duck. Duck bone
dick.
This has been Team Awesome. Life on experience. Well, you know we're doing to the show right.
Awesome.
Here at Team Awesome.
Wait,
shut up. Yeah.